The Frames Per Second Podcast.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duse, aka Mr. No Disrespect, and I'm here with Miss Naturally Nay.
Hello.
Modest Media. I'm good, man. Kenneth B. Inch.
Hola.
And Mike Seatown.
Yo.
And you're now tuning into the Frames Per Second Podcast. And in this episode, we are reviewing a new special coming from Marvel Studios. Holiday special, Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special is what it's titled, I believe. I think it's one of their first, or like second special they've ever done. I think the first one was for October, the Werewolf at Night or some shit.
Damn.
But before we get into this, Nay, what's up with these roses?
Roses. My first rose is going to Oblivion Radio, and they actually posted on the Reddit thread, a spoiler thread, for this particular special. The question was, what are your thoughts on the newest special presentation of Guardians of the Galaxy? Black Raz 1 says this really picked up when they got to Kevin Bacon's house. When Dax burst into his house, I lost it. That house scene and the police scene had me literally laughing out loud. And Deg24 says, I enjoyed it. If you played the game Guardians of the Galaxy video game, you know Mantis has been kind of underused a bit when it comes to her powers as a character. So I'm glad she got a chance to shine in this. I also like seeing Cosmo for the same reason. The Guardians of the Galaxy game made me really appreciate the Guardians. So I'm hoping they find a way to establish them a bit more in their third movie, because they obviously took a backseat to the Avengers in Infinity War and Endgame, but they have a lot of character. And to me, the humor actually sticks. I wonder what their next special presentation will be. So, people were liking it in the Reddit thread. Thanks, guys, for your comments. Keep them coming, and maybe you'll get a rose.
So, you said they liked it in the Reddit thread. Did you like it?
Absolutely not.
Damn.
I did not enjoy this.
Even though it was 45 minutes?
I wish I could have the 45 minutes back. But it just, the comedy just did not hit for me in this.
Damn.
What about you, Rod?
I'm really shocked by the comments, man. This was good.
Damn.
This was good. This, man. Damn.
Damn.
I fell asleep both times.
Damn. Both times?
Yeah.
Did you finish?
I pieced them all together. Like, the times I didn't fall asleep on the first one, you know what I'm saying?
You caught back up.
Yeah, but nah, man. This did not hit. I mean, maybe they use it as an opportunity to do some things and say some things, but nah, it wasn't great.
Did you like it again?
I thought it was okay, but I also hate Christmas. And I don't like Christmas specials. So I think that I'm not surprised by the comments, Rob, because I think that it hit on some notes and things that people that tend to like that sort of stuff navigate to, kind of cheesy, fun, comedic, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, all of that stuff is really not for me. I really didn't quite understand the story with this whole Kevin Bacon thing or whatnot. But overall, it was okay. I think if I was a Christmas person, I probably would have liked it a little bit more. But it was a fine story.
How about you, Mike?
Mm-mm.
That's it? There's a mm-mm.
It's just, I don't see the point of this. I just didn't see the point of this.
The point in
making this, because it wasn't funny, it wasn't cute, it was stupid.
I get the point of them just doing holiday specials just in general. So I think that's what it really is.
At least make it intriguing.
Yeah, maybe.
They doing that one thing though. The little
do you
nugget.
Like holiday shit?
I fucking hate Christmas. You already know that. But damn, at least like give me something to grab onto.
They did.
When?
Peter got a sister.
Man.
I was going to ask you, did we know that before? Or is that a new
that's
new
a new thing. That's a new thing.
And that's how they introduced it? Like that?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't get
come
it.
Come on.
And technically, this is the conclusion to...
Oh, my God, bro.
That's cheesy Christmas stuff.
Yeah, but Guardians of the Galaxy is better than that. Like they do cheesy shit, but they usually...
That's why Zoe wasn't in this shit.
I don't know. This whole Christmas special was right up Guardians of the Galaxy.
I agree 100% with Ken.
No, I disagree.
They've been cheesy.
I like Guardians. That was it caught me off guard. Kind of like Doctor Strange. I didn't expect to like it as much as I did. And I don't know. I felt like it had the same punch as the movie.
Maybe the jokes weren't as funny because they're tailoring it to
Christmas.
Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But the theme, the tone is right. I mean, they picked the first perfect group.
They couldn't do this with any other group.
They could probably do it with Thor,
maybe. Well, yeah.
Chris Hemsworth's over that shit.
Yeah, he's like, I'm sick of this shit. You're not going to keep making a fool out of me, having my movies be whack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I disagree. Yeah, I feel like the comedy is better in the movies than it was here. And I don't have a problem with Christmas, so yeah, it just didn't hit for me.
Well, then we're in agreement. I agree with you. Which the comedy is better in the movies. I agree with you.
Oh, I didn't know you
had. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this wasn't for me. The one thing I was thinking about, they raising Disney Plus $3 to do more shit like this. You ain't see that notification? Happen? It's going from
They seven. Are raising it. They spent a lot of money on content. And that's why the CEO is out.
What the
and
they're
bringing Bob.
They're bringing back Bob.
Yeah, Bob was Bob back, bro.
Bruh, look at that shit.
But not only just with, you know, the overspending that they have going on with the content side. They're also, I think one of Bob's comments was he thought the part prices were a little too steep too.
They
so he's gonna do some
changes. I heard the old dude was cooking the books. That's why they had to bring back Bob.
Oh shit. Price change to your Disney Plus subscription.
$7.99 to $10.99.
Everything going up, bruh. Everything. So it's not just Disney. It's Netflix. We all know everything going up.
Yeah,
HBO Max. Is HBO Max going up?
Nah, they $14.99 still.
Shit, I think they going up next.
I thought it was the opposite.
What?
With the CEO. That's why, like, like Thor and all them was cut. Like he cut. Like he does everything for the cheap. But it's just like things just haven't been moving. That's why, like, Thor, the graphics look bad. And y'all been talking about She-Hulk. Like he cut the budget on that. Like he kept cutting the budget on everything. Trying to be cheap.
Well, in the earnings report, that's what they said.
Yeah, they lost a lot of money. Yeah, he also been just cutting everything.
Well, that's too. Yeah, that's what
probably
saying.
To yeah. make up for the money that they were spending.
Mm-hmm.
Like we watch Marvel and Star Wars shit. There's a lot of fucking shit on Disney Plus.
It is.
Yeah,
I'm about to cancel
that we don't even watch.
Yeah, when I saw that price up, I was and this is
y'all see the Hip Hop Nutcracker.
Yeah. It's I on did Disney see. Plus? I didn't watch it, but I did see the little flyer for it.
Yeah. What it look like?
What are y'all talking about?
But it's like some old white woman. Like it looks like it's the lead, like some older white woman, and it's like what's the name? Stitch. Twitch from Ellen.
I
what's
just saw
name?
The look.
Oh, Twitch.
Yeah, him. He's on it. Yeah.
Rev was on Rev Run on too.
Yeah, Rev Run.
And was that big? It's not Big Daddy Kane.
Honey, it looked like Let It. What is that movie? That movie Let It Shine. What's Let It Shine with the dude from Everybody Hate Chris?
Oh yeah, with
that's
Tyler
what the
Williams.
Fuck it looks like.
Ah shit. But no, that's what was pissing me off after I watched this thing because I was like,
Sneakerella, like they got all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
They spending too much money on bullshit.
It's really called the Hip Hop Nutcracker.
Yeah.
That might be the problem. All this other shit that they're doing, but they gotta expand their base and get more people in. So they can't just do the Marvel Star Wars
who the
shit.
Fuck is she?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying.
Mm. Fake ass Zazzy beats.
Nah,
ZZ hits.
Well, like ZZ nuts.
What the fuck?
Really? but no, I didn't like it. I didn't like it, but people say I'm a Marvel hater, but once I said what I said, shit start happening and niggas start taking notice. I'll say that.
You just brainwashed.
Rod said a lot of things before he came down to this. He said, look, Doctor Strange, they shot me with that too. How they presented this shit. They doing the same thing with Guardians. They just going overboard. We ain't need this shit. Especially if all we got was that what's the name is related to her, which she could have stated in the last movie, but I don't know.
Do we need a lot of holiday special shit though?
No.
For I guess for them to keep on every month. I feel
no,
like
just in general. There's a lot of holiday bullshit that comes out that we get every year that we don't need.
I really wish they just would have advertised Hawkeye again. I would have rather watched that.
That's true.
Yeah, that was a good Christmas show.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, it's kind of like Die Hard.
Yeah. I'll take that too.
Yeah, that's what it was, more than being a holiday special.
I would have took a Mickey Mouse cartoon over this shit.
Damn.
I wouldn't watch any holiday Christmas shit.
I didn't know that I watched Charlie Brown. Christmas.
Oh, hell no.
I don't know why that song make
drop. I like holiday special.
I do too.
Yeah, I do. I do. So I thought this would be good, honestly.
It's like,
they fooled me. But people like it though, so maybe I'm missing something.
You're not.
You're missing like 30 years. Is it adults that are liking this, or is it like? Because it seems very kiddy.
It's a
like
very. It was very kiddy. It felt very kiddy.
Yeah.
So is if that's who's liking it, it makes sense.
But I thought Guardians of the Galaxy was like geared towards like teenagers, like preteens and teenagers. This seemed like some toddler stuff.
When I saw a holiday special, I always go to kids. Oh. Teenagers and grown ups ain't talking. Yep. Don't give a fuck about holiday specials.
Yep.
It was like.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It was PG.
Their comedy tends to be slightly adult, which is why why I thought this could have actually been good. But
yeah, I did too. I thought just if anyone could do it, it would be them.
Or you thought it was gonna be like A Violent Night?
What is that?
You know what that movie is?
This movie is coming. That's a horror movie.
No, I didn't think it was gonna be a horror. I thought it was gonna be like kind of like Thor-ish, but Christmas. And this was like even sillier than the last Thor to me.
It was sillier than the last Thor.
I felt like it was.
Hell no.
Well, maybe not sillier, but it just didn't make any. It just didn't make any sense. Like, who gives a fuck about Kevin Bacon? Why are we such a big fan? Like, why are we?
You disrespecting Bacon?
Wasn't he in a holiday special before? Wasn't that the tie-in that they were doing?
No, the tie-in is that he's always talking about how much he loves Kevin Bacon, and he made it seem like Kevin Bacon was like an Earth hero, not an actor.
Right.
But it wasn't juicy enough for me to care.
At all. At all.
So y'all ain't like the beginning where we see Yondu. Right, you ain't like the animation in the beginning where we saw
it. The animation was whack.
Damn.
It was whack.
Damn, just a grumpy ass nigga for this.
I'm not trying to, it just was. It was. It wasn't good. Damn. The animation wasn't good.
It was.
Damn. So you ain't care about the young Peter's story with Krill and how Yondu ain't fuck with Christmas at first?
I did like the like how he gave him the guns. As a president, he gave him a little doll thing. I thought that was cool. But you asked me about the animation. I thought the animation was whack. That little tie of him giving him the guns and giving him the doll, that was cool. I'll give him that.
Have you watched Undone? On Amazon, Undone, UNDONE, on Amazon Prime?
I don't think so.
You put me onto that, right?
I don't think
so. Or was that, may have been Spike.
What is the animation?
Yeah. But that shit is I would like your opinion on it, but it looks crazy to me. That shit
looks, it look like this animation
fucking real, bro. Mm. No.
So you ain't care for this opening scene either?
Oh, when I saw the opening scene, I thought the whole thing was gonna be a cartoon. I really got annoyed then. But I was glad it came, you know, it wasn't. But
it didn't make sense though. Why? Fine. Like why?
What do you mean why?
Why start with an animation and then go to live action? I just didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm. I think it was trying to like do a throwback to those old movies that used to do that. Mm-hmm. That old like, what is it like? It's real film, but then they draw over it or whatever.
But I get that a little bit more because it goes along with the books, I guess.
Hmm.
But this just didn't, because it didn't feel like a comic book. It didn't, I don't know, it just didn't make sense to me.
Hmm. It makes sense to you, Mike?
It made sense. I just didn't think it was cool. I thought it was stupid. But no, I mean, it made sense. I mean, I don't watch those old specials, but I've seen specials where they have those kind of weird, that weird animation style. But I did for a hot second think the entire thing was going to be animated and I was going to be really annoyed.
Yeah, I was surprised y'all recommended us to do this. But
you were surprised what?
That y'all wanted to do this.
Who? That was Jalen.
Oh, I thought it was a.
Did you like it, Jalen?
He don't want to get this right.
He was supposed to be on it, yeah.
He snuck out. He snuck out the door.
Nah, I got editing to do.
Did you like it, though?
Yeah, I mean, I fuck with it.
Oh,
lying.
This is just for him.
A lot of people.
It's corny, bro. It's holiday stuff. It's everything holiday to me is meant to be corny. And
but you fuck with it, though.
Corny, but damn.
So you thought this was on par with what they do in the movies?
Not at all. Because James Gunn has like a dark humor, low key. So it's like, I like his dark humor more than this. But I expected this to be corny. Anything holiday, I always expected to be corny. Even some of the stuff y'all plan on, like the two movies, the Christmas movies y'all talk about, they corny.
Oh, you just gonna shit on our shit now? Just because we talk about your shit.
But I'm, no, it's the truth. It's everything.
I mean,
holiday.
Yeah, it's like sappy holiday
Christmas
stuff. Yeah,
is corny, bro.
It ain't the corny that was bad. It was the shit was just. It was just lame.
Yeah, because Quill was just kind of.
Well, the story is about Quill getting Christmas spirit. That's the whole basically story.
Did he ever really get the spirit, or was when
he got the spirit? I think when he got the sister,
he got the Christmas lights.
I don't think it really was all about Quill. It was about Mantis. Just yeah.
It's more about Mantis than anything. Anyway,
really,
yeah,
more development.
Yeah, the whole it was her throughout the whole movie.
I'm pretty sure it's for us to get invested in what's about to happen in Guardians in the 3 for
I
Mantis.
I am not.
I think that's it.
Did y'all like Mantis and Drax in this?
No.
Their chemistry?
No.
I never really liked Drax, to be honest.
For real?
It was tough to get into Mantis because I don't think she really has a big role in the movies like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so seeing her out in the forefront took some getting used to. And then to do it in a genre I really don't care for made it even rougher for me because she's being all silly and goofy. And, you know, and it just... And corny and Christmassy, and it was just like, ugh, I was just sick to my stomach.
Oh.
But and even Drax, you know, even he was a bit of a goofball as well. So I don't know if them playing this little buddy thing, playing off each other, quite worked in this particular setting. I really have to see.
Did you like how they were in Guardians Galaxy 2?
Because
I feel like they're playing off of that.
Oh, I don't remember that movie. I haven't watched it since it dropped.
Damn. Mike, what did you think about their chemistry?
Nah, I'm good.
Did y'all see how Groot looked, too? He looked a little diesel and shit.
Yeah.
I thought he was
Groot, yeah. I remember he was a little small thing.
No, but
he's all diesel now, though. Remember, he was all tall and skinny before. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was a teenager.
And
yeah. So he's not fully an adult now?
No. Nah. You remember how big he was? He's like, damn. All the shit in the first movie.
Yeah, it looked like he's supposed to have that voice in the first movie, Vin Diesel voice, but nah, it's just showing the progression, him getting back to where he was.
I'm with Nick. I thought this was either like a different Groot or something, because why would he get diesel like that and then all of a sudden get skinny and tall?
What are you saying?
Like the Groot?
So
we're getting. Are we getting back to the first Groot that we saw in Guardians 1?
I think we're getting back to what size he was.
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't really make any sense, because why would he lose all his muscle mass?
But he hasn't.
He has. If you look at him now, he's like FIFO. Like, he's stocky. And then, why do y'all think it's a joke? Is FIFO not stocky?
No, I'm saying you always bring up FIFO when you do
measurements.
He's the
only stocky dude I know. I don't know nobody else that's stocky like that. I can say Jalen, but he's not as stocky.
I look at him as a progression. He started off as like a little kid, right? Then he grows in and he gets lanky. Kids get lanky, they have to go into the...
I'm talking about the original group,
I know what I'm talking about. So yeah, I'm saying that, yeah, so because he got chopped off and he had to start from a plant, and then he got up and then he was a kid, then he got a teenager when, you know, the real slim, goofy, like type lanky person, and then as you get older, you start getting some of that weight back, and that's how he looks now.
I see what he's saying, but what I'm saying is like the first group that we saw, he was lanky.
No, he was big.
He was not. Nah, bro. He was like, he wasn't muscular and
stocky.
That's
what I was saying. That's what I was asking you. Are we getting to that group again? Because that's that group didn't
Maybe
look
he's
as.
He's a different group, y'all.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. I think it's like a different group.
It is. I didn't want to say that, but technically it is. Because I really sound like a nerd doing that.
Why didn't you want to say that if we over here just being wrong?
Because I like when y'all do that, honestly.
That's fucked up, man.
But yeah, that's technically a different group. Like, he's supposed to be a different group.
Interesting.
Nate, did you like?
You were just gonna let us make a fool of ourselves.
I was gonna wait to the end, man. I'll let y'all get it
it's
all
good
out.
TV.
He's just rolling up.
He's ready.
Ready. He's trying to get ready to clown.
Yep.
That's fucked up, man. Nate, did you like their chemistry?
No, I didn't. I didn't like their chemistry, and I generally like Dax and his kind of like dry wit and the way he's like brutal. Like he can't. Like he's very honest or whatever. Like I didn't like it in this at all.
Mm.
It's just. Yeah, it was nothing about this that hit. Like, why were they jumping like fucking cartoon characters like Bugs Bunny and the fuck? I just didn't understand what was going on.
So them adding Kevin Bacon to this shit did not help at all?
No.
It was funny when he tossed the ass over that fence, though.
That was funny. That was the only part
that was kind of, I did kind of chuckle to myself.
Why did you do that?
I thought she was going to, I didn't know she was going to really land on her face.
That shit was like funny as hell to me.
She was like, I was saying when I was ready. And then he just jumped over. He could have picked her up and jumped over there with her. With him.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't. This wasn't.
You ain't a fan of Kevin Bacon?
I mean, Footloose was cool.
Damn. I mean, that's all you seen of Kevin Bacon?
I mean, no, but like, it's Kevin Bacon. I don't understand. I don't really think
I'm saying, do you have,
are people are like really fans of Kevin Bacon? Like, yeah. It's Kevin Bacon. Yeah.
So Kevin Bacon, like, they are Nicolas Cage.
So you put them on the same level?
Kind of.
I get Kevin Bacon a little more.
I get Kevin Bacon more.
Nicolas Cage can't act. Kevin Bacon can at least act.
Bro. He can. I ain't trying to watch Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon's a fine actor. Nicolas Cage plays the same character every movie.
He seemed like he's stumbling into acting still.
Who, Kevin Bacon?
No, Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
You think he's funny. You don't think he's a good actor.
I think he's fun. I like the movies he's in. Yeah, I like him. He plays the same.
See? I'm about to say,
he's the best actor in the world. I just think he's an interesting character. Mm.
Right. Yeah, Kevin Bacon's fine. I'm looking at his movies.
What was he in? He was in Footloose. He was in Wild Things.
He was in the first Guardians of the Galaxy.
What the hell was he in it?
He probably did make a little appearance.
He probably had to make a cameo. Maybe on the.
He was just in that horror movie.
Oh yeah, they them.
They slash them. Yeah. He was in the first Friday the 13th, which they made a point to mention that in this, which I thought that was kind of neat. But you know, that was about it. I don't remember what else he was in, but he's fine.
Yeah, he's been around. He's fine.
I like him in that show, City on the Hill.
He's one of those mainstream actors.
Mm-mm. What's his range?
Kevin Bacon's?
Yeah.
I don't watch his movies like that. But anytime I see Nicolas Cage, I'm like, you are a terrible actor.
Nah. Kevin Bacon has more range than Nick Cage.
Looking at this list, it looks
like
it.
I bet he does. He does. I guarantee he does.
I can't say nothing because y'all ain't watched it.
I'm trying to get to IMDb.
Nicolas Cage can't dance.
He's done more than Footloose. Oh. He was in that Worm shit. Remember that Worm movie?
Tremors.
Tremors was great, actually.
Fuck with Tremors.
Did you see Stir of Echoes?
He
was in that.
I
believe so. And he was good in that. That was more range than Nicolas Cage could have done. Nicolas Cage could have done Stir of Echoes.
Conair was good.
Chill out, bro. You guess
it.
I did like Con Air as an action movie, but yeah, it was a cool ass.
Next thing he gonna talk about Face Off.
Face Off is my shit, bro.
Sleepers. He was in Sleepers. Sleepers. Nicolas Cage. Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
He was good in Sleepers.
You poo pooing Kevin Bacon.
I think they're both like those iconic names. Like
they are iconic names. But I think people make fun of Nicolas Cage. Yeah. I don't think anybody really thinks he's a good actor.
Can you fuck with Kevin Bacon in this shit?
I mean, Kevin Bacon is just another white actor, white male actor. So I didn't look at him in any type of way.
You just throw him in that box. Damn, that's a big ass box, though.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Yeah. Damn. I've seen the movies he's in, but, you know, I mean, I don't go get impressed by Kevin Bacon or anything he's doing.
So, Mike, you ain't like the Rock tribute that he had to Peter to get him back into the Christmas spirit?
I don't like the Rock. That's Kevin.
No. I mean
the Rock music.
The Rock music tribute.
Oh.
They were playing like the music and stuff.
What the fuck?
No, that's when I knew this movie was going to go horribly wrong.
Hey, Nate Nebula, she was busting the move, wasn't she? Y'all see a dancer?
Wait, who's?
Oh, she
the
was.
Blue one? She was. Like, get it, girl.
I was like, what the fuck is she doing?
I had to rewind it to make sure I saw what I saw.
She was doing it for a long
time.
Yeah,
slow.
It was the same move. That actress is really silly. I like her.
I think she's
and she was just dry as can be.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you didn't like how she gave the arm to Bucky's arm to Rocky?
No.
You mean wonder how like she got Bucky's arm?
No, like, what do we do with that? Like, I don't, I mean, okay.
We don't do anything with it now, but.
That comes up in the next movie, so the White Wolf. I did not care about anything.
I was like, damn, what the hell he doing with his arm?
It was so random. It was just so random.
Like,
oh, Lord have mercy.
It was a tie when he's like, I'm going to get that arm.
Yeah, I think he said he always wanted the arm, but he finally got it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was an Infinity War, right? Yeah.
So I guess that was his like his Christmas present.
Yeah. It was cute. I thought that part was kind of cute.
It did what it was supposed to do.
I don't think I'm into Marvel enough to have thought that was cute.
Yeah, he wanted that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He said like multiple times. And then like multiple movies, he keeps being like, go get that guy's leg, or I want, you know, he's always talking about people's appendages. Oh, and he was like, I was just joking.
When he almost ate up Kevin Bacon when he called him a raccoon.
Oh, that shit was kind of funny. He is a raccoon, right?
Yeah, he is. He don't like being called.
But he hate that shit, bro.
He's not a raccoon?
No.
What the fuck is he then? Is he a marsupial?
Nah, he gonna say he a cyborg.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, we don't. He's not a raccoon. We're gonna find out in the third movie. Because it's like, y'all, you know who the high evolutionary is, right? Because you
know. Hell nah.
Yeah.
He's gonna be in the next movie, and they're gonna talk about what he's technically supposed to be.
He's not a fucking raccoon? No. I thought his name was Rocket the Raccoon.
It is.
It is.
So what's he talking about, Nick?
Okay, all right, see, when I correct you.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm trying to figure it out, Jalen.
Like, that's why I keep my mouth shut, right?
I'm not saying you're wrong. I thought this whole time motherfucker was a raccoon. Bro,
that piece of, that cheesy, greasy pizza fingers warming up, bro.
I know.
Hey, you ready, bro.
There's no raccoons in this dimension, Mike. You don't even read comics, Mike.
He said, you the coon.
Only raccoon I see is you, Mike.
The black hoon.
When did they get the talking dog?
It was.
Superman.
I thought it was.
That's not Superman's little dog. That's
Krypton.
I feel like I've seen this dog.
I do too. It didn't click until I heard it talk.
In the spacesuit? The There's a dog in the spacesuit?
Yeah, they put this thing on the dog so the dog can.
Wasn't he in space talking to Stan Lee?
I don't know.
And one of the Guardians, after credits?
Sure was. He was at the end of one of those movies.
Yeah.
Jalen, you should know this. Which one was he in?
He was in the first Guardians.
Yeah, he's at the end, right?
Yeah, he was in the Collectors.
And
he was in one of the things at first, and then when the Collector's place got messed up, he came and started talking to the Collector.
So we're moving on to Phase 5 with the next.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
They should have concluded before this shit came out, bro.
Where'd you read that at?
This is it's off the timeline of Phase 4.
Okay,
that's hard.
Because technically, Black Panther's the last movie.
Okay,
but this is the last iteration.
That's bad.
Of Phase 4.
That's not a good way to close out, man.
Yes, tonight.
So y'all already mentioned I don't care for holiday specials. I don't care to see
I like holiday specials.
What if they did like a Wakanda holiday special?
I like holiday specials.
Hell no.
A Quanta special.
No.
You told me you wouldn't see that, like. Probably would kind of be dope.
That'd be
fun. Would have to be.
A Quanta. Yeah, I kind of like a Quanta.
Wakanda forever.
I kind of like that.
I would watch that shit.
I'll watch the fuck out of that.
I like Christmas specials. I don't have a problem with
Christmas. Oh, this is
Christmas.
Just
a, I do not want to see a black Kwanzaa.
Why?
I love it.
No.
That would be dope. That would be dope, actually.
Hell no.
Emotion.
That would be really shit. Dope. They should just do it as a surprise. Just drop it out of nowhere.
That's how it's going to be. They ain't going to drop on a holiday.
Kwanzaa don't like CP time.
Damn.
You have to play every day. All seven of the days.
Be the new roots.
That'd be dope. So that's what I was gonna ask. Like, I'll be curious to see something else because I think at the end they were like, I guess we gotta do another special.
Yeah, I was so confused. Does that mean that they're gonna do another one like?
Oh, they're gonna keep
next year.
Yeah, they're gonna keep all these specials going. Oh, I think it's gonna be a tradition. Halloween,
Valentine's Day, Easter.
They may have a Valentine.
Who did they did a Valentine?
They haven't.
I bet you they will.
They're just starting. I think the Halloween one was the beginning. Mm-hmm. So you'll probably get another one next year. You're definitely gonna get another one.
Thanksgiving.
They didn't do Thanksgiving. But Thanksgiving, nobody really cares.
They ain't trying to celebrate
I don't even think they do Thanksgiving movies and specials anymore.
If it's a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving,
I'm talking about anymore.
I don't think anybody else does, do they?
Yeah, I think because
it's too messy to do a Thanksgiving episode. Like
especially now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think they stopped that a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But I don't watch a lot of them, so I could very well be wrong here.
I just thought they did Thanksgiving specials and had the dinner and
but
people come. I think they do the reruns.
It would make
they
sense to do a Valentine's one, but I don't know if they will be willing to invest the money into doing it. I think they may just stick to ones that kind of make a little bit more sense that they could spend.
I don't know. It'll be Quill trying to win Gamora back.
Oh, yeah. As a
I'm not even joking.
No, that would be dope.
Because I don't know of any other couples in the MCU.
Right,
like
that's what I was going to ask. Like, how would they even do that?
Unless it's Peter Parker trying to get Mary Jane back or something like that, but either way, I don't want
to
see it.
Well, with Phase 5 coming up, I wanted to have a quick conversation about the movies that are coming out between 2023 and 2024. The next one that's coming out from Marvel is Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
It looks like it's going to be really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's February. Then after that, in May, is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. And then we go end the year off with the Marvels in July. So that's it for that year.
The Marvels. What is...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never mind.
And then for 2024, we got Captain America New World Order. The Thunder...
Wait, what is that?
That's
Cap 4. Again.
Oh, that's Nigga Bird. Oh, that's Nigga Bird's movie. I knew that. Yeah, I can't wait. See, Captain Urban America. That's going to be fucking dope, bro.
Captain Urban America.
And then we got the Thunderbolts after that one. And then we ended up on Blade.
Yeah.
Thunderbolts is like their...
Yeah.
That's the big squad. Dog, right? And the redhead lady with the hair.
No, that's the.
That's not Thunderbolts.
No, that's the
Inhumans.
Inhumans.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I don't know what Thunderbolts is.
Thunderbolts is like the government's bad guys that they get together to be to do their missions.
Oh, that's your girl and all of them.
Fontaine, the God woman from Seinfeld. And then it's gonna end. Phase 5 ends with Blade.
I hope.
Are you sure
if they can get it together?
They said they got a new director, I think, and they're still on track for their date.
The dude from Love Country. That directed and did Love Country.
I saw that.
What about this? You seen this announcement? Bashanga, the first Black Panther? With Brian Tyree Henry?
Chill out.
You see this shit?
Chill out, bro.
Bruh, this shit look hard, don't it?
They ain't doing that.
You wouldn't watch this.
I mean, if it's Wakanda, I'll watch it. I know we were excited for Blade, but y'all excited for Phase 5? Are y'all good to get out of Phase 4 as we transition into Phase 5?
Yeah, I mean, this has been going on since 2008. Yeah.
It's Ant-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
No.
The Marvels.
No.
Captain America.
No.
Thunderbolts.
No.
And Blade.
Yes. Blade's not like the only thing that I'm really interested in. Blade's going to be...
Ant-Man. I think so. You like the first one and the last one.
Last one, exactly.
Basically.
All that shit in the middle.
Yeah, that sounds rough.
That's basically how you felt about Phase 4, too.
Huh?
That's how you felt about Phase 4 too.
Mm.
You like the beginning and the end.
You're right.
We did establish that, didn't we? Yep.
Was the beginning Shang-Chi?
It was Black Widow.
Black Widow?
I like Black Widow though.
I liked it too.
I think I was looking forward to it more than I actually liked it. Hindsight being 2020, but.
So are we picking and choosing Marvel movies or are we going to run them through?
I'm going to still watch them all. I'm just not going to be excited about them. I'm not going to the theater like I was. I'm going to say that. I'm not going to be going to the theater opening night for any more of these movies.
So when are you
going
to watch them?
I'll watch it when it comes online.
Oh, okay.
They come on Disney, not, you know, I'm saying they come on Disney Plus at some point.
No, I'm saying like we're not going to be doing how we usually do it.
Oh.
It's not lives every month.
Yeah, it's not a live a month or like.
Oh, no, depending on how the numbers look.
Yeah, man, we want to go back and watch Loki.
I did think.
Wow. He had to do it. I knew as soon as he said low key. I knew he was going to do it.
That was pretty good though.
Yikes.
But yeah, I think it's just Ant-Man and Blade. Maybe Captain America because he's black. But
are you serious?
Those are the only ones.
You trying to see Nigga Bird?
Captain. It's the first Nigga Black Bird? Cap. We gotta show out for
that's
that.
All
we ain't show.
Oh, yikes.
All right, Mike. Wow. You ain't got to do it.
Bro started it.
But I'm just saying, Ken, am I right? It's the first Black Cat. That's history.
Shut up.
It's American history.
I don't know if that's resonated with Black people yet. So it'll be interesting.
Why? Because they look at him like a cop?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if over time.
Who is this? Like Herschel Walker in the suit?
If over time they actually build, if Black people actually get interested in the idea of a Black.
He dealt with a lot of Black issues in the show.
I understand.
They're
going to
kill him off. They're going to hang him, lynch him, something. He's not going to make it out of Phase 4.
But Black Panther is different than.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because Black Panther is now there. Black Panther is the Black hero. So yeah. There's no room for Nigga Bird.
Like 100% like from a Black, from a Black country, et cetera, et cetera. So.
But they're not even from America, though.
But it's easier for Black. Because Black people, we automatically attach ourselves to Africa, kings and queens and shit like that. Right. So to see that represented, we're going to attach that because that's what we always envision and dream. And
we're not going to connect ourselves to Black Captain America.
I mean, the Carsons of the world and Herschel Walker as well.
Yeah, so I don't know. And that's what I'm saying. I don't know if... Over time, when Black people see that there's going to be a Black Captain America, if they can see themselves in that,
I hope not.
I don't know. I don't think that's going to hit.
May we not dress enough for Black Cat?
No. As what?
Patriotic. Yeah, I don't get your patriotic pin.
No, sir. No,
show
sir.
Up in handcuffs.
Patriotic handcuffs.
I can't believe they still went through with this. Like, who is excited for this?
With this phase of that movie?
No, just Nigga Bird.
Somebody excited.
Captain Nigga Bird. Only white people.
He could bring Wakanda into it because he brought Wakanda into his show.
You can't bring Wakanda every time you're trying to bring the black folks in. You can't do that.
They did do it in the show.
They did, and they shouldn't have. They should have stayed separate.
Yeah, that black on black crime and shit.
Kind of that part of the show was dope.
Well, that's the only part of the show that was
that
dope.
That whole episode.
The Dora Milaje.
There was nothing dope about that whack ass show.
Yeah, they gave him a bad
died.
Suit.
That's when the dude died and everything.
I don't remember anything dope. Yeah, they could have had something really cool.
They could have had something cool with this, but they ruined it. Having them proud to be an American.
Proud to be an American. Where at least I know I'm free. They put him in an American flag turtleneck, bro. With them redneck glasses.
They did.
Them redneck trucker glasses.
They did.
If that's not All Lives Matter, bro, come on, man. That's where Kanye got it from. He said, if Nigga Bird can do it, I can do it too.
I don't like how it's called New World Order, too. I don't know what he about to talk about.
Oh, man.
What's wrong with New World Order? Is that a black people thing?
No. It just comes off like, I don't know what he about to talk about. You know what I mean? If y'all already saying that he on the patriotic side, he could talk about
it. Oh, you didn't know Nigga Bird was a Republican?
He's a Republican?
He's got to be a Republican.
Is that why he was surprised he got denied that loan?
Yes.
If he got a red cap on. They going to put him in a red cap.
It's supposed to be a paranoid thriller. I don't know the exact.
A
paranoid thriller.
Child. Oh, he paranoid. He must have been smoking weed. He got paranoid. And now the cops are coming after him.
He don't know if they bugging his phone.
Who's friend or foe?
Whack ass. Any other thoughts on the holiday special or Marvel in general?
Oh, I forgot we were talking about
that. Nope.
Sound like Marvel getting y'all out. Period.
Yeah, I was just doing some searches. People loving this shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. People love it. So I think it definitely worked. It accomplished what it, yep.
Good for them. Good
yep.
for them.
Yep. So
yeah, that's what I said. I was shocked by the comments. So yeah, it must be a lot of people.
Yeah, no, I did a Twitter search just to see if there were any other people. Like all in loving it. That's some people up. Saying it's the best thing that they've done. So yikes. Stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, they gassing that shit up.
No. Yikes. Yeah, Cotty needs to chill out.
Yeah, so
I'm just kidding, Ducati. Yeah, chill out.
So yeah. I think it's just one of those things. It just didn't hit. I know it didn't hit for me because I don't like Christmas shit, so it's no surprising. But yeah, I think it's just us.
Come back,
as
Ducati.
Usual.
Where'd he go?
He ain't been on the Reddit at all. Like, I was real? Expecting him to pop up for Black Panther. I was like, y'all really ran him off the thread?
I hope not.
Come on back, Ducati.
Ducati
come
back?
MIA. Yeah, it's just the people always calling him out about his dissertations. You come back and you write your thesis.
I like his dissertation.
Yeah. He quit?
All that shit, man.
He probably taking care of his kids.
Yeah, y'all really ain't
shit. He did say he had children, didn't he?
Those are our thoughts on the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. Please let us know what you guys think. FPS Podcast is a Reddit thread. That's also our handle for IG and Twitter. And I guess we'll catch you on the next special. Yeah, peace.